13:32, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. We do it thanks to Bundy Juice. John Wade, missing you at 22:08. Joining us in the studio is the member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Plenty to get through. Obviously, the opposition leader was in town yesterday talking about the town hall meeting. Your response to that?
Well, it's disappointing when the leader of the LNP in Queensland comes in to deliberately deceive people. And we heard him spruik about a range of different matters yesterday. The first one, categorically, when he talks about we're crab walking away from the hospital. And now that's just an absolute mistruth. And that's the nicest I can be about it. In fact, Daniel, I've brought in a little prop that you have here. It's wonderful for radio.
Are we able to table the prop?
We can absolutely table the prop.
That's a terminology in Parliament.
That's right, it is. Very good.
I'm getting there.
And I've got here, so this was the newsletter that I sent out to all of the constituents across Bundaberg in late February, where it says, hospital works begin. This year, we will see work starting on the ground to build our brand new world-class hospital to service our community needs. Now, either the member for Broadwater, David Crisafulli, is out of touch or just doesn't want to know what's actually happening here in Bundaberg. So I promised people that we'd deliver that new hospital, and we are starting works in the second half of this year. Shovels will be in the dirt, and we'll be building that brand new hospital, just as I promised, and just as I promised that we'd get the money for Paradise Dam as well. I'm about doing the job. I'm not about coming up from the Gold Coast to play politics in regional Queensland.
I guess with that then, is it the question of should work have already been done?
No, so this is all on time, on budget, on schedule.
Right.
Now, there's been a lot of members for Bundaberg before me across all different sorts of parties. I'm worried about what I do in my job right now, and that's delivering Paradise Dam, stopping the coal mine, MDL 3040, and building a new hospital. I'm looking forward to, in a couple of months, putting those shovels in the dirt and getting on with the job.
Aged Care and Telehealth Forum happening this afternoon. What's this about, and can people still register?
People are more than happy to come along.
Come along.
If you have an RSVP'd, come along anyway. That's more just to make sure that we've got enough cups of tea and coffee for everyone. But this is an incredibly important issue. So aged care, we know how drastic the aged care situation is. Mm-hmm. I spoke to a nurse on Sunday out at the Shalom Markets, a registered nurse. She did a night shift by herself as a registered nurse for 110 residents. We have aged care facilities across Queensland and across Australia where there are no registered nurses on shift. Now, that simply isn't good enough, because what that means is that there's an aged care facility, which is a health facility, without health workers on shift. So I want to hear the stories of people in Bundaberg. I want to know if you're a personal carer working in aged care, if you are a registered nurse, if you're an enrolled nurse, if you're a loved one who's got a family member who's got a loved one in an aged care facility and they are not getting the best health treatment, we need to know about it because we need to fix it. Right now in our hospital, Daniel, we have 10 people living in our hospital who are medically fit for discharge, who should be getting transitioned into an aged care facility. But Scott Morrison has failed aged care, has failed it so badly that we now have people living in our hospital and having to present to our emergency department for simple procedures that could have been done by a registered nurse in an aged care facility. We need to hear these stories and we need to get it out there. And whoever the next government is, Labor, Liberal, One Nation, Clive Palmer, whoever, they need to fix it. And it's our voice that will fix it.
So when is it and where? And as you say, people can still rock up.
Absolutely. North Progress Hall from 12 till 1. Come along, share your stories. Even if you don't want to share publicly, I'm happy to hang around for an hour or so afterwards and hear your story. We can take it down and have another chat later on as well. And you can always contact my office as well, 4111-3100 or on Facebook. We need to hear these stories because we need to have that change in aged care and also around telehealth. The federal government have made cuts to telehealth, meaning regional Queenslanders are being charged $140 for a 15-minute phone call with someone in Brisbane. That's not good enough.
Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, joins us here this morning on The Big Brekkie. And the big one, of course, is the rental and housing situation. The cost of living is going up. Currently, families are struggling to find rentals. I think it's like 0.1% or something. I don't know the official numbers, but it's low. So is anything being done to help families at all? Because I know of a couple of people who have coming to the end of their lease. They've said, no, you're not going to be renewed and potentially out on the street.
The cost of living pressures are absolutely incredible. And we're really feeling it here in the Wide Bay. And Daniel, I have families who come to me, are dual income families. So mum and dad are both at work and they can't afford the rental increases on the house that they're living in right now. So it's not just a state government issue, council, federal, community issue. It's a whole issue. Mm-hmm. And the really hard thing is that we don't control the market. Why all of a sudden is a house 2 years ago worth $200,000 more than what it was in 2020. But we need to make sure that we are finding a way. So the big thing is, if you are aware of any families who are living in their tent, living in their cars, living in a tent, you need to let my office know. That way we can make sure that we're getting onto social housing and affordable housing. I need to know so that I can help those people as best as I can. But we are building more affordable housing in Bundaberg as well. So we've recently built a new block of units as well. So 16 units, with, two bedrooms. We've built new houses with four bedrooms in them for social housing. But we do need to build more, and we are building more all across the Wide Bay. We'll see those future builds. But the big thing is we need to make sure that we're helping each other. So if you are a family who's in a difficult situation, please contact my office, and that's the best way we can help. We've been able to help some people already, and that's a great outcome, but we know that there's a lot more that needs to be done.
Tom, just before you go, we have a couple of big questions for today. Now, these are the hard questions. obviously, we're going to get into the cooler conditions. When do you get the jumper out?
The jumper? No, I'm more of a jacket person.
Are you a jacket?
But my problem is I pick a jacket, and I think because it's got a hoodie on it, it should be a lot cheaper. And then when I take it to the cash register, you get that awkward thing of, it's too much.
Oh.
Do I need to back away or not? Have you ever had that problem, Daniel?
No.
It's just me.
And also, speaking of, well, kind of, you mentioned it there. This is another big topic we're talking about today. How often do you go to the supermarket?
When I'm hungry.
So that's every 5 minutes.
Yeah. I will admit I'm very, very poor at stacking my fridge. There's a lot of two-minute noodles. And the spaghetti with the hot dogs, and you cut them up, put them in the frying pan. That's the best way to go.
Nothing wrong with 2 minute noodles. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Daniel.
It is the member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, joining us on 1332 4BU.